Nick Mazin here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads have successfully qualified for the Iron Brew Cup. Andy, a fantastic result today.
Brilliant. Yeah, you know, we knew we had to match them. I was confident we wouldn't concede a goal because we've been absolutely incredible. And, you know, I've just seen now that we hold the record this season in the Premier League as Welsh Premier League. You know, TNS have conceded 26 and I believe we've conceded 24,
yep.
Which is remarkable for a part-time club. And that's what our success has been based on throughout the year. We did it again today, you know, a 0-0. We got a clean sheet again last week. And, you know, absolutely delighted, you know, and the players are accountable for everything that they do. You know, there's no excuses from us. If, say, for instance, one of an opposition player was to outjump four of our players and the keeper and score a goal, we won't be shouting at the referee. I'll be making sure the players know where they need to improve next and how that doesn't happen again. You know, we don't shout at referees. You know, when the players have been absolutely magnificent to a man today. Les Davies shouldn't be on the pitch, can't walk at the end. Declan Poole struggling, Wiggy's done his ankle. We've got a hamstring strain with John Disney, which he did in the warm-up. So down to the bare bones, and still we don't concede a goal. And John Danby's not a great deal to make. You know, we've hit the crossbar. Great credit to them. You know, like I say, I've been very impressed with them over this year, how they've improved and adapted. I thought they were very good at the scrappy second ball stuff today, which they're going to need to be in the playoffs. And, you know, and they did a great job. But, you know, I always felt that we just had enough. And, you know, last week's result was the key. That was the big one last week, you know, and we did what we had to do. You know, we got over the line. We showed the courage last week, you know, and Bala came up short last week and we came to the fore and are rightly the top team, part team in the league. And like I said to the lads, you know, for me, that's champions. You know, that was our remit at the start of the season. I didn't think we could get past Bala this year. The fact that they've done it is quite remarkable.
While you say all of the players were outstanding to a man today, that has been the mantra throughout the season as well. It started back in June. Seems to have been a long season and all the players have been fantastic.
That's what my team is about. You know, you wait till you see the team that's selected at the end of the season. There'll be no Connors Keys players in that team because we don't have any individuals. You know, collectively and as a unit and as a team and a squad, you know, every single one of them are men and they know what their jobs are. You know, and, you know, I wouldn't swap any of them for any other players in the league.
And now it's a case of a little bit of well-earned time off for the first time in almost 2 years, it feels like.
Yeah, we've got a few weeks, you know, and, you know, I'll have a meeting with the chairman on Monday and we'll have a look at how we're going to structure things going forward. And you know, listen, things are so positive. Things are so positive at Connors Quay, you know. Like I said, to go from, I know I harp on it, but to go from bottom of the league 18 months ago to now being the champions of the part-time league is a staggering achievement. And every single one of them players, you know, my staff, my players and everyone connected with the club take credit for that because, you know, we've had to drive, we've had to get our heads down from November last year and we've had to drive this club forward and change the whole identity of the club, the whole character of the club and we've done it. And now we're, you know, as I said, for me, now we're champions.
Congratulations.